kind of sight. You can try premium all the time you seek, because it's free for a wiggity 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 week.
Come to SpanishPod.com for your free 7-day premium trial.
Got a newbie lesson, and it's called Forget It!
Olvídalo!
Forget it. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
Forget it.
Forgotten. What did we forget?
I forgot.
Oh, no, I forgot.
No. In fact, this is our keyword.
Okay.
And it's olvídalo.
Olvídalo.
You know how sometimes you just want to say, oh, forget it.
Forget it. Yeah, like, never mind.
Yeah, never right. mind. So we're going to learn how to say that.
Okay, and it's olvídalo. You're going to hear the dialogue three times. So listen for that keyword, olvídalo.
Dialogue, first time.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Como siempre.
Ah, no, aquí están, olvídalo.
Second time.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Como siempre.
Ah, no, aquí están, olvídalo.
Third time.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Como siempre.
Ah, no, aquí están, olvídalo.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Luis, I can't find my boxers.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Luis, I'm not finding my boxers.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones. Como siempre.
As usual.
Como siempre.
As always.
Como siempre. Ah, no. Aquí están. Olvídalo.
Oh, no. Here they are. Forget it.
Ah, no. Aquí están. Olvídalo.
Oh, no. Here they are. Never mind.
Ah, no. Aquí están. Olvídalo.
Okay. Not exactly sparkling discourse, right? We're talking about lost boxer shorts.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what the context of the situation is, but maybe we shouldn't ask.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Okay.
Let's start with Luis.
Luis. Now, what does that mean?
Luis. It's a name.
Okay.
It's like Louis in
Louis,
English.
All right.
Yeah.
Luis. Luis.
No encuentro mis calzones.
Okay. No encuentro mis calzones. Now, the interesting word there, of course, is the word for underwear.
Calzones.
Calzones.
Yes.
All right. So that's boxer shorts underwear. It's not the tidy whities.
It can also be.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's underwear.
Yes, it's underwear.
Okay.
Yeah. Went to the boxer straight away, but it's all kinds of underwear.
Okay.
You know, like the sexy, not sexy, the briefs, no briefs. It's all kinds.
It's all kinds. Calzones.
Mm-hmm. Calzones.
Okay. Well, see, I'm learning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My underwear.
Mis calzones.
Mis calzones. Okay. Now here we're going to have the verb, which is encuentro. Now, Lily, what verb is encuentro?
Find.
To find, right?
To find.
And the infinitive is encontrar.
That's right.
Okay. So if you're looking in the dictionary, you're going to find encontrar. Here we have I find, which is encuentro.
Yes. It's okay. Yo encuentro.
Okay. But he's actually not finding it. So how do you say I can't find or I don't find?
No encuentro.
No encuentro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, literally, this is I am not finding my underwear.
That's right.
Now, there's a lot of English grammar we can talk about, right? Mm-hmm. I am not finding it now. I'm not, you know. So obviously, he's looking for it and he's not able to find it, right?
Yes.
In English, when I translate it, I say I can't find my underwear. But folks, don't get hung up on the English translation, right?
Remember, you have to think in Spanish.
Okay.
Okay, you're not supposed to be I can't find it's not. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say no encuentro.
Okay, no encuentro. I'm not finding.
Yes.
Right?
Also, I mean, obviously you can say no puedo encontrar.
Okay.
But that's different. So here is no encuentro.
No encuentro.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the person is not surprised.
Yeah. It's like something that happens very often. So he says, como siempre.
Como siempre. Right. As always. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Literally as always. But you don't have to take those two words apart and analyze them. Whenever you want to roll your eyes at somebody, you know, because they're being typical,
mm-hmm.
you can just say these words.
Como siempre.
Como siempre.
Como siempre. But then he starts looking and he's like, ah, no.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
Now, I translated that as, oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
ah, no, it's like, ah, no. It's like, oh, here.
Why didn't you just say it in English? Oh, no.
Because we're speaking Spanish.
Okay.
We don't go, oh, no. We go, ah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you have to open your mouth. Ah, no.
Ah, no. Here they are.
Aquí están.
Aquí están, right? Mm-hmm. Now, aquí, that's the word for here, right?
That's right.
It's the general location of the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the verb is están, which is the verb estar.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to be, and it talks about location. So if you want to say, here they are.
Aquí están.
Aquí están. You know, there's a song in the 90s that was like, ooh, ahí está. Ooh, ahí está.
Se la llevo el camarón. Yeah, I remember that
El
song.
Tiburón, right?
Yeah, tiburón o camarón.
I don't remember.
We'll put the video so you can see it. We're not crazy. There's actually a song like that.
Right. Now, it came out at about the same time as in English with that song, whoop, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's about the same thing, right?
That's right.
Except we're talking about underwear.
Aquí están.
Aquí están. That N on the end makes it plural, right?
Exactly.
Now, wait a second. The song was Ahí está, and here it's aquí.
Yes.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, it's different.
It's okay. Different. So forget it. How do we say forget it?
Olvídalo.
Olvídalo. Now, you just flipped your hand around, too.
Yeah.
You rolled your eyes and you flipped your hand.
Olvídalo.
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 Forget it, okay? So, folks, we're not going to talk about the grammar of olvídalo. Whenever you want to tell someone never mind or forget it, you're going to say olvídalo. Now, remember, this is the intimate form, so make sure you say this to your friends and not, for goodness sakes, not your Spanish teacher. But this is an informal way to say forget it, never mind.
Yes, that's
olvídalo.
Right.
Olvídalo.
Let's listen to the dialogue again, and then we're going to explain you how to use this in different contexts.
Okay.
Dialogue, first time.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Como siempre.
Ah, no, aquí están, olvídalo.
Second time.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Como siempre.
Ah, no, aquí están, olvídalo.
Third time.
Luis, no encuentro mis calzones.
Como siempre.
Ah, no, aquí están, olvídalo.
All right, we're back, Lily. So you're going to explain to us how to use olvídalo.
Yes, there's a lot of ways to use it, but basically it's a way to say it. For example, if you're looking for something and you find it, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, never mind, I found it.
Okay, so don't bother.
Yeah.
I've got it covered.
Olvídalo.
Olvídalo.
Or for example, if you're talking with someone and he doesn't remember and you're so frustrated and you're like, oh, forget it.
Oh, just forget it.
Yeah, that's when you're angry.
Okay.
So you
gritted your teeth a little bit.
I did.
Yeah, forget it.
Olvídalo. And you go like, olvídalo.
All right, you're shaking your head around.
Like side by side, you know? It's like, forget it.
Forget it.
For example, if you are making a call or if your best friend is dating a guy that he's really bad guy for her and you want her to forget him, you say, olvídalo.
Forget about him.
Yes. Olvídalo. Olvídalo that you met him. Olvídalo that you like him. Just mm-hmm. forget him. Olvídalo.
Olvídalo. That's some good advice. Because
mm-hmm.
he was never any good for you anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow, Spanish pod giving hard advice.
Yeah.
Love advice.
All right, folks. If you have any questions, if you would like to add to this conversation, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. There you can use our study tools and see what other people have to say about this lesson. For now, mark this lesson as studied. I guess it's time to go. I'll see you later. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.